Today is Friday, the 30th of August, in the 21st week of Ordinary Time. Cape Town Camerata sings Maguru. Lord, you are up there, and we are down here. Have mercy on us when we part, and show us your love. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout. Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out and meet him. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour."
Jesus' parables often reveal God as a God of surprises. It's easy for us to get complacent and mold God to our own design. Living a spiritual life means being alert to the unexpected ways in which God's action can take us unawares. Has God ever surprised you? What do you think the oil represents in this story? And what would it mean to keep your lamp from going out in your own life? Can you imagine any reason why God might say to you or to anyone, "I do not know you," and what that would be like? This parable offers both challenge and encouragement. Jesus tells us to stay awake. How do you think you might do that on a daily basis?
Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out and meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet. And the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour."
As you respond to this parable, allow yourself to speak to Jesus from your heart, expressing your thoughts and feelings, and asking for whatever grace you feel in need of at this time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.